turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. David's going to read that for us, and you can follow along. Luke chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was in the house, he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said unto one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished, the circumcising of Jesus, his name called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Christmas in July. Did you ever hear of that? We hear that all the time, right? They want to make a little celebration in July about Christmas and so forth. I'm enjoying this day. I don't know if you are, but I am. To enjoy Christmas Day here in the presence of the Lord. We don't have that hustle and bustle that we usually have in December. We can just concentrate on His coming. And He came unto us as a Savior. Born this day in the city of David, a Savior. You know what that means? A Savior, someone who saves us from ourselves, from our sins. And I'm so thankful that we have that wonderful hope, and we can celebrate that today. All day long we can celebrate that He has come, and He's come for us, for each one of us. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful He came to me when I was a child, and I could serve and love Him all my life. And I know you're thankful for that too, that He has come as a Savior of the world. And as those shepherds proclaimed, and as those angels proclaimed, the coming of the Lord, behold, a child is born to us this day. Why? We have Jesus, and He's our best friend, isn't He? He's always with us, no matter where we are, if we're home or here, wherever we are. I'm so thankful we can also always look to Him and know that He is there for me. He's there for me, no matter what my need, what my problem is, what good there is, He's always there. And we have to remember that. Jesus has come into this world for me. He's come into this world for you. For each and every one of us, we have to take a hold of that by faith and believe that He's come for me, and He's changed my life, and He's done something for me that no one else in this world could do. And I'm so thankful for that. And we sang a song before about the angels singing, welcoming the coming of Christ. And there's a song, a hymn in our hymn book, number 66, which is also a song about angels. Hark, the herald angels sing. It was written by Charles Wesley. He wrote quite a few hymns. In fact, he wrote 6,000 hymns at least. And he would be riding his horse, and back in those days, I mean, this says the 1700s, and that was their transportation. They would ride the horse. And all of a sudden, a thought came to him, some words came to him, And he would stop at a stranger's house wherever he was passing and say, do you have some paper and pencil, something to write this thought down? And he would write a song as he was traveling. And so that's why he wrote so many different songs as the Holy Spirit gave it to him. And here's this song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He was converted at a very young age and then wrote all these beautiful hymns. And all the hymns that he wrote was packed with doctrine. He always wanted to teach people the doctrine of Christ, why he came, what he came for, what he's done for us. And so we're thankful for that, these words and these songs and these messages that he has left us here with. Some men tried to change him. They tried to change some of his words and some of his music, and he said, leave it alone. I wrote that, and that's how I want it. And they were not accepted. And so that's why we have the original of these songs here. They were not able to do anything, to make any changes. He wouldn't allow it. He said, leave it as it is. He says, I desire they would not attempt. They're not able. They don't have the ability, the talent. He says, I desire they don't attempt to change my words, my music. He says, this is what God's given me. And we're so thankful. When you look through the hymn book, you see a lot of songs written by him, a lot of songs that we sing. And so it was at age 32 when he wrote this song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He had that light in his soul. And you know, it was written way back, it says, he only lived in 1700. So it was written many, many years ago. Why are we still singing it today? Think about it. We're still singing, and the song we just sang before, too, was written 1700s, 1800s. Why are we still singing? Because there's a message to these songs. There's a message to this Christmas time. And I'm so thankful. We don't have the hustle and bustle of the city, but today we're here in the presence of Jesus celebrating his coming. Aren't you thankful for that? He came for you, he came for me. And we have to take hold of that today and all day. And remember, he came for me. And I'm blessed because he has come. And man tried to change it, but they couldn't change that. Because that message is true and alive and real forever and ever. So he wrote this song when he was only 32 years old. And he would write the first verse, he says, Hark how the welkin rings. Now, did you ever hear the word welkin? But that was another term for the vault of heaven. And later on, George Whitfield, he came along and he changed it a bit and he made it. The hark the herald angels sing, the glory to the newborn king. And he wrote, and not just glory to the newborn king, but he wrote, glory to the king of kings. He's the king of kings. And so we see that George Whitfield, he published this carol. He changed some of the words here. And today we have the privilege of singing it. And as we sing it, let's remember the meaning of these words. The angels had a wonderful message. They had a wonderful message even when Jesus was born. Remember, they came to Joseph and said he's going to be the father of the King of Kings. And we read throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, how the angels ministered. And here they ministered on that hill by the shepherds, who ministered to the shepherds and ministered to Joseph and Mary and all of them. And I'm so thankful that today the Lord wants to minister to our hearts. And as we open our hearts to him, we have to allow him. Lord, this day, Christmas Day, without the hustle and bustle of the city, I'm so thankful we're not down there in December. We're here today to celebrate his coming. And his coming is for each and every one of us, and I'm so thankful. So let's sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 66, Glory to the Newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born. Christ is born. In Bethlehem, where would we be today if Christ was not born? Think about it. Where would you be? Where would I be? We wouldn't be here today, would we? But we're here to celebrate Jesus and his coming and what he means to us. And so these days, they become more and more real to us than ever before.
Stand as we sing this.
Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. I believe we have a special choir number. Yes? Come and sing.
Oh, Hallelujah, 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 sovereign God, mighty God, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, precious name, precious name, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven.